This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is Wednesday, the 16th of October, 2019, which means it's World Food Day. And in conjunction with that, we are looking at, how do I put this? Alternative, maybe even future food sources here on Open for Business. And when I say alternative food sources, I'm talking about food made from insects, specifically black soldier flies. Now, if that makes you queasy or if you think that's icky, keep in mind that there is a food crisis in many places around the world. Food shortage is an actual problem, and there will be a time, not too far into the future, when human consumption and demand exceed supply, and one of the only ways to fix that problem might be for us to depend on other sources of protein. Here to talk about those alternative food sources are CJ Seo and Zoe Chan. They run a startup called Life Origin. Now, Zoe, CJ, when you guys first pitched us this interview via email, the title said maggot sausage and a scoop of chocolate insect ice cream. So I don't know. Let's start there. Why are you guys making maggot sausages and ice creams with insects in them?
We foresee that entomophagy is going to be the future, where protein sources are actually limited because we do not have much land to grow the food. We saw insect protein as a future food for human beings. And for people to take insect as a protein is going to be very hard if you're taking the form exactly of the insect form itself. So we were thinking that in order to make insect protein as a norm to the market, people would be more acceptable when they are in a downstream product.
Yeah,
maybe they're in sausages, maybe they're in ice cream, especially ice creams.
Yep.
Everyone loves ice creams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you don't tend to know how ice cream is made, but you are just tasting the taste. Oh, I like ice cream. It's cold. Mm. That's how
we won't think about how the original shape of the insect. We will think that, this is an ice cream. We won't think it as an insect. Yeah.
Is that something that you guys are actually doing? Like, is it actually doable, the maggot sausages and the insect ice creams?
Yeah, it's actually doable. They are already doing it overseas. So we also working with Sunway iLab to come up with the product and see to partner with university to see how we can come up with the product.
Maggots and insects are normally like very icky to most people, very jijik. But I've heard this from a lot of people. I've heard this from others before that they're actually nutritious and very full of protein.
Yes, maggots itself, the species that we choose is black soldier fly larvae. It's a similar species like housefly, but they are not housefly. They don't stay around with humans. So when they are in larvae, they actually produce a high quality of protein, and those are really good proteins that which is very good for humans or maybe for pets or animals.
They are very high in calcium and protein and good fat as well.
But the black soldier fly, tell us more about that. Like where do they come from? Where's the origins? How did you find out about this, the larvae in the first place?
Okay. Black soldier fly larvae, it's not actually native from after we talked to one of our entomologist advisor. So he said that black soldier fly larvae is not originated in Malaysia, but somewhere in the US, in the Americas. So they just find that the tropical weather is very good for them to grow themselves. So it's the tropical weather has been like their home. So Malaysia, around Southeast Asia, we can find them easily in the woods, but not around the residential areas because they don't stay around with humans. They liked the smell of fermented smell, not like housefly. They stay around with fresh food. Black soldier flies, they only stay around with fermented food. They will just lay their eggs and then
they will mate.
They lay eggs and then they die.
What's their lifespan like?
For the over days.
For the larvae, it's around 28 to 30 days. For the fly, it's around 7 to 10 days. So when they're in fly, they just mate, drink water, lay eggs, and then they die.
The whole cycle take about 40 over days. Actually.
Okay. But what's special about the black soldier fly? Because if you you say they're not like normal house flies, so you can't cultivate those. But black soldier flies, you say, are suitable for human consumption, for animal consumption, for pet food as well. Why? Like, what is so different about them?
like I mentioned just now, black soldier fly, they don't stay around with fresh food. Mm. They only attracted to fermented food. So, and then they don't transmit diseases from like house fly.
Okay.
So when house fly, when they become a fly, they will still consume food when they are in a fly form. But black soldier fly, they don't consume any food anymore. What they do is make lay eggs, die. Mm-hmm. So for them to, they don't really transmit food diseases from the foods. So mm-hmm. they are very good recycling army.
Yep.
They convert organic waste, pre-consumer products waste into high nutritious protein.
Like in Malaysia, we produce about 3 million tons of food waste every day. Mm-hmm. And we feed them with food waste that we collected.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will recycle it, they consume it, and then they themselves is the food to human or pet or livestock. Mm-hmm. And then the leftover, the excretion, is actually the organic fertilizer. So they create a zero waste closed loop process.
That's what you call the closed loop ecosystem.
Yeah, they close the loop, so there's no waste and everything. So mm-hmm. they are very good recycling army actually.
When did you guys decide to start Life Origin? Like your main ingredient is the black soldier fly, right?
Mm-hmm.
When did you realize that you could cultivate and harvest this insect, this specific insect, for food and also to help the environment?
I started this project 1 year ago. I started from 100 grams of pupa. So we would start from the pupa, we make them emerge and then try to make them matings and then to lay eggs.
Mm.
It's a very challenging process because you will find that, oh, they are not mating. Why they are not mating? And you try to set up different things. And then at the end, we come up with artificial lightings to help them to do the mating.
Mm.
And then we have the indoor breeding system together. After a few cycles of it, we found that this thing could work and we need to chain it nicely. So it's easy to get one cycle, but it's very hard for you to get a chain of cycle. Mm-hmm. You keep on need to continuously to supply to your pet shops, to your supply to the other animals, because they eat every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. It's easy for you to do one, but it's very hard for you to chain it nicely.
Why?
It's very challenging because the amount and the days and the humidity, the temperature, everything.
They are very good at escaping. Oh. Can't imagine. One day you open your door, the larvae is everywhere.
Oh no.
Yes. Okay.
We breed it fully indoor. That's what makes us different. Because we want to better position ourselves for food human consumption for food grade. Because maybe there are many other people doing it, but we want to better prepare ourselves for human food. So we breed it 100% fully indoor. So you can imagine sometimes they will just escape and everywhere. They will see larvae everywhere on the floor. It's like so exciting to start your day, right?
that only happens when you get the temperature, humidities, and the density wrong. So after a few months of try and error, so we get this all right now. So the breeding process goes on.
But to answer your question, we started this because he got a chance to work in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his friends is in Vietnam doing the same thing.
When you say that they feed on waste, what kind of waste do they feed on?
There are two portions. Some they collect kitchen waste from food court or restaurant or hotel to feed to them.
Mm-hmm.
But for us to better position ourselves, we only collect traceable pre-consumer waste, such as coffee ground from Starbucks that you all drink as well.
Mm-hmm.
They also eat the same thing.
So the fly is drinking Starbucks. So
yeah, right. Kind of premium. So we also collect coconut waste or soya waste. So it's those traceable and pre-consumer. We process it and formulate it and then we feed it to them. Mm. Yeah.
What kinds of challenges are you facing at the moment with Life Origin, as a company?
As a company that's been starting for quite some time and being in a very niche industry, the challenges would be,
we always have to get the right, like we don't overproduce, and we have to find the balance point for the production and the demand and
the production that we are creating.
Mm-hmm.
So we try not to overproduce and we try to create more demand and then only we produce. That's the balance that we are looking at. We can produce a lot, but then if the market is ready to absorb that. So if the market is not ready to absorb that, we are overproducing, so it don't make it, it's not very effective. So yes, that's one challenge that we are actually facing, to educate the market, to let the market know what we are doing, to let people know what we are doing. The product that they are buying is actually helping the earth.
Yeah,
okay, that's the education part that we are trying to do. Second challenges would be, I think it's the same thing like all startup face, the growth and also the funding part. That's the two, one main challenges that we are facing.
In Malaysia, most of the people will look into deep tech,
technologies.
But
agri-tech, I think for Malaysia, we are not so ready until there yet. So I think people are still looking around so to make sure it works. But for people to start to invest into agriculture's technology, I think maybe it's not there yet.
Right. It is World Food Day, and we are talking about the future of food with CJ Seo and Zoe Chan, the people behind a startup called Life Origin that farms and harvests black soldier flies to be converted into pet food and made fit for human consumption. We will be back in a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Because friends matter. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and I'm joined by CJ and Zoe from Life Origin. We're talking about probable food sources of the future in conjunction with World Food Day. What is the process like, though? You know, because obviously you need to feed the flies a certain kind of food for them to be suitable for human consumption. How do you know what kind of waste is good waste?
Okay. For breeding black soldier fly, there's actually three processes which is going on. One is the waste management, call it waste management, where we collect all the traceable waste from our suppliers. So, and then the waste was being fermented to kept to further break down on the molecules for better for the larvae to consume. So that's a part of it on the waste management.
Process and formulate it so that's to ensure the optimum nutrients on the larvae, and it's a fixed one, not the fluctuating nutrient on them.
Yes, and then the second one would be the breeding part. It's a closed room, indoor. It's actually similar like a studio. So temperature and humidity is being tracked to control, to check whether the humidity and the temperature is correct for them to continuously eating.
Yeah, okay. We are also working on the IoT sensors.
Yeah.
Because our advisor is from Sunway iLab, so they are helping us with the IoT sensors so that we can know the humidity and things that we need to keep track from our phone as well.
What are IoT sensors?
So those are the sensors to keep track on the humidity temperatures on all the trays or all the trays that we are using. So we know if the humidity is correct, the moisture is correct, or even the temperature, is it correct? Industrial revolution is coming, and we have internet, and we have all these technology things is coming. That's why we are incorporating it into our system, into the breeding system, to make it better for us to improve our process and also improve our product quality.
How much does it cost to sustain this on like a monthly basis for Life Origin? Because you guys are a social enterprise. So what is the cost like to maintain this on like a monthly basis?
So, it sounds like very expensive, but it's actually not very expensive.
Oh yeah?
Yes. What we are doing now is not really a very large scale of production. So we remain ourselves in a relevant quantity where we can control it, and we can start to adopt all these IoT sensors or any technology things that's going to be inside. After all this thing is going to be done, then only we will scale up to into a big warehouse. So it looks like very expensive on doing all these things, but because wastes are not very expensive stuff, some people, they just throw it away. They just
Most of them, they just throw it away.
So we spend more of our time on the operation part, where logistics and also time of feeding. Yeah. But all this, we are trying to make this automated as well on the feeding part.
Yep.
So be savvy as possible, yeah, as much as possible.
We understand cash flow is king, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll control the costing very, very well. Because in relevance to the selling price, it cannot be too high as well. So we understand that. So we always try to keep it, as low as possible.
You're also supported by the Selangor Accelerator program. I'm guessing that has helped a lot.
Yeah, actually they are like really very helpful. It's a 4-month program. They teach us a lot of knowledges and help us to grow along the way. They give us the networking and things like that as well.
Okay. Mm.
And then we actually also invested by the WTF Accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
So they're also helping us with all the connections and anything that will help. Like along the way, we are quite lucky because we have so many people to help us, to grow us. Mm.
Okay, so in terms of revenue, how does Life Origin make money? You know, how do you sustain the company financially? Do you supply products? Do you supply services? Both?
So yes, we have the products ourselves. We have the larvae, which we are selling to the pet shops. And then we have the dehydrated larvae, where it's going to be tested and also trying to be powderized to go into the animals market for the cats and dogs. And recently we received an order for as a human snacks. So yes, we are producing that for human snacks as well.
Okay.
And of course, for the fertilizer parts, yes, we are currently now just using for our own nurseries, for our parents' house, my parents' house nurseries.
Mm-hmm.
So the fertilizers are being used there. But as time goes by, where we are increasing our volume of production, we will have a lot of all these organic fertilizers where we are going to generate money from there as well.
Yeah, last month we just started to sell our pupa.
Oh yes, yeah. We just started to sell the pupa to the bird nest farmers.
Hmm.
So how is this work is the bird nest farmers would need the swiftlet to have some food for them
food
to eat.
Food chain is very important for
them. So food chain is very important for them. So the pupa will sell to them. So once the fly emerge, it will become the food for the swiftlet. So it helps the food chain around the bird nest house. So it retains, attract the swiftlet from there.
You mentioned human snacks, that you had an order for human snacks. So coming back to that, like for these like maggots and flies, like how versatile are they? Like how many things can you make out of either the maggots or the flies? Like what range of snacks can you produce?
We can foresee, for now, we are selling them in the original shape. But we can foresee it can turn into many, many products in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like people now are looking into maggot sausage. We can foresee you will have burger patty, ice cream, and burger patties.
So it depends on the form that we are. How are we going to make it? Just not to take it like the form of the maggot itself.
Mm.
Let's say if it's powderized, or if it's actually in the liquid form.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So that can be made into different products. So dairy products, ice creams, and so on can come from there.
Yeah. Before that, I made it into protein bar.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah,
like one of those those nut bars.
Yeah, yes. Those that is very concerned on protein intake.
Yeah,
yeah. Actually, this is very good for them. They can make into when you make it into the powder, they can make it protein shake and all things like that. Yeah.
You guys are also like in a niche market. Not a lot of people are dealing with like the insect foods or insect snacks. Do you guys have competition, like competitors doing the same thing?
Yes, for Malaysia, just talking about black soldier fly farming, there's quite some competitors outside.
Oh.
But if to look at in Malaysia, people that's just looking into edible insects for human beings, we don't see that yet. That's why we are moving into that area.
Mm. Mm.
So that's why we try to position ourselves as good as possible, like traceable food waste, traceable pre-consumer waste, and then indoor breeding.
Mm.
All these items are very important for us to make ourselves into
a better position
for human consumption.
Mm.
So I think the major issue is marketing. It's just like changing people's perspective, right? So that's the number one, I think, roadblock for you guys, where, you know, if, like you said, you have to change the form of the maggot or the insect so that people can consume it, they don't see the actual shape of the insect, right? So it's a marketing issue. How are you guys like overcoming that? Like what are you doing to change that perception for people?
What you say is right, very correct. We need to change people's perspective.
Need to think that it's actually a very nutritious thing.
Yeah.
It's not
need
just...
Need to change their mindset of they are not eating insects, but they are eating something nutritious, good food for themselves. Mm. Like actually, last month we have a chance to go to attend a future food event.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in Publica for 3 days. We made some food, like protein bars and things like that, to serve to the public to see their acceptance level. Actually, the acceptance level is like much better than what we accepted. So we started to ask them to take a sniff first to see the smell. Actually, it smelled like anchovies. So after they eat, actually, they will say, oh, not that bad. Actually, it's nice. Yeah, so I think just the matter of whether we need to take a step out to educate everyone first, slowly, and change the mindset. I think it will be okay. Yeah.
You mentioned future food, which is something, another word that I've seen tied with insects and all that. They are the future food.
Yep.
Why? Like why will they become like our go-to instead of like the normal stuff that we eat now, like, you know, vegetables or meat especially?
Future food is always tied with food security also.
Yeah.
So there are certain things that threatening us, like water crisis, land degradation, global climate crisis. The food demand will need to increase by at least 70%. And we can foresee that we don't have enough space to grow all the plants, all the food that we are eating now. So we consider larvae as a future food, because to breed them, we use 90% lesser water and land. And they also reduce the CO2 emission by 65%. In the future, when we don't have enough land, don't have enough water, and... Yeah, we can foresee they should be the future food, because they are food and they are very nutritious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can be the alternative for us.
And they also take a small space to grow.
Yeah, 90% lesser. I think most of the people can foresee in the future we might not have enough chicken, might not have enough fish. Yeah, so we really have to have alternative. So biggest potential for sustainable protein will be insect or new plant source. So yeah, that's why we foresee insect should be the future food.
What are your expansion plans? Like what's next for, you know, Life Origin?
We are looking forward to expand to warehouse production, maybe by next year. So in this year, we are very much on getting ready to that, get the IoT sensors done, get the automation done, feeding done. Then we are looking to expand into warehouses. So by increasing our productions to cater the pets markets or even for the humans markets as well. We see possibility for us to expand into regional as well, for countries like Cambodia or Myanmar. So we are looking into that maybe by 2 or 3 years later, or maybe sooner than that. So yes, that's our expansion plan, looking at that.
Right, we have come to the end of our show, and I've been speaking with CJ and Zoe from Life Origin, and we've been talking about alternative food sources that could be the ultimate sustainable food source of the future. And startups like Life Origin are working hard to normalize that as well as spread awareness. Very, very interesting stuff. This interview is also available via podcast on the BFM app, the BFM website, which is bfm.my, and we are also on Spotify under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.